Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Start with my man Tyler, TJ, Pessimistic Kings fans, my man Tyler. He says DeMar is probably the way to get into the first. I don't know entirely. I mean, certainly DeMar is a way to get into the first, but where is DeMar? Like, I don't think DeMar gets you New Orleans at 7. I don't think they get you Toronto at 9. Are we talking one of Brooklyn's picks? I also don't think they're just, if this is a thing, I also don't think they're just shipping DeMar anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think they'll give DeMar a higher level of respect than that.
I agree.
So I'm not entirely sure that that's the case. I think he can get you into the first. I'm just not really sure where. Drew Down says DeMar's style makes his fit much tougher. Okay. He's a self-creator with the ball. He's more of a mid-range guy. I guess I get that. Maybe paired alongside Zach LaVine. Maybe not. That's not the ideal combo. And then a very rare comment from Michael that says, I'm not sure DeMar has to be moved. I don't think we're going to get a lot of those. That's why I wanted to make sure we could highlight it.
Yeah.
But yeah, a couple interesting responses here so far.
I mean, I looked at, so here's also the funny thing about, the DeMar DeRozan and his fit and all this other stuff. I'm not going to project, I'm not going to assume, does anyone feel like the Kings' problem last year was their offense? Like, the reason why they weren't successful is because their offense.
I don't either. So is that the problem?
Well, that's what they always talk about, is fit. They ain't talking about on the defensive end. They talk about he's a ball stopper, right? Like, that's usually the argument. Mm. So if that's the problem, you would think, oh, their offense was the problem. He was the problem. But nobody will say the Kings' offense was the problem. They'll always talk about their defense.
It felt like there was a bigger hang-up offensively when Zach got here, which is a bizarre reality. But Zach LaVine couldn't get comfortable at first. Mm-hmm. And I think there were team meetings over this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Starters-only meetings, players, all of this different stuff. And that settled a little bit and got better. But there was far more of an adjustment after Zach got here than when DeMar got here.
Yeah, and
that's midseason, you know, to be fair to Zach LaVine.
Yeah, fair to him. And once again, I just, it's not a cop-out, but it's just being real. Like, when Zach LaVine gets here, like, we got to talk about everything that was going on. And just wonder, if that stuff doesn't matter and people think his personal issues that he was going through with his family doesn't matter, or just the chaos that was the Sacramento Kings last year doesn't matter. If you guys think that doesn't matter, cool. We don't have to bring it up. But, like, do you think the Pacers had all that? You think OKC had all that? No, there was, like, some harmony in those locker rooms and a lot of these other playoff locker rooms that helped. So Zach LaVine was trying to find his footing, number one, because he didn't know what the hell was going on around here. Like, that's one of the issues. Then he's got to worry about his newborn baby and his wife. That's an issue as well. And then we talk about basketball. Like, where do I get my shots from in this offense? Like, what? How do I do that? And it seems like a lot of the times we've talked about it, the players in the locker room were urging him to shoot the rock. So it's not like DeMar or even Malik, those were the two vocal ones, were saying, nah, Zach, stay over there and get the scraps. Like, they were like, nah, bro, we need you to shoot. DeMar was like, nah, I need you to shoot. Here, take the ball. I need you to shoot. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the times that might have been what was going on. Look at around that lineup. DeMar, and you guys can say I'm defending him or whatever, but who would, I'm sure there's outside of Malik plenty of guys who they give the ball to Keegan or somebody and he wouldn't do nothing with it. So Lamar looking around like, man, we ain't got nobody getting after it. Somebody got to shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. I'll shoot it. Mm-hmm. I think that happened often. There were times when DeMar would come down and not pass the ball and shoot the ball. I'm not saying that didn't happen. But there are a lot of times when the ball got swung to him late in the shot clock. Mm-hmm. Sabonis ain't being aggressive in shooting. Keegan's not being aggressive in shooting. Well, Zach LaVine was being iffy for half of those games.
What was the number when Doug took over? Was it like 10 of 11 or 10 of 12 that they won? I know they won seven in
to
a row.
To start,
yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that.
So did DeMar fit the team then? And I'm not trying to be a smartass. Like, I'm genuinely asking, did DeMar fit the team better when they won 10 out of 11, or was something else happening? Because the problem was Mike Brown, all right? But they've determined that the problem is Mike Brown. Got it. Okay, Doug Christie comes in, you lose to the Lakers, you win seven in a row, and I believe the number is 10 of 11 or something along those lines. Very good win percentage over the first 11, 12 games. That was not it. So okay, DeMar's a perfect fit now. Boy, this worked out well. Coincidentally, Keegan Murray was hitting a higher clip of threes. Coincidentally, Keon Ellis was playing a lot more basketball. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. Cool. Talk about fits. I'm sorry. Clutch player of the year was De'Aaron Fox a couple years ago. Remind me how that Dallas game ended.
Or that Miami game at home. Hell, the Miami game on the road.
Oh, the Kings had been a little bit better. DeMar could have won that damn award last year. But I feel like sometimes we use, it was like the thing I was complaining about with the TV broadcast. We just use generic terms that that can't be quantified. Oh, he looks scared. Well, what do you mean? He's not shooting. He's not being aggressive. Like, what is he doing that makes him look scared? Them guys will never tell us. Okay, y'all say DeMar doesn't fit. Why? And then why did they win that stretch of basketball games with DeMar DeRozan on the floor for every one of them? So I go back to the original question. Is the problem DeMar DeRozan, the basketball player, or is the problem this makeup of the Sacramento Kings basketball team?
I go a step further to what you're talking about. You talk about that stretch with Doug Christie when he took over. What's one of the things they also had in that stretch that they didn't have moving forward? A point guard.
Yes, he's still on the team. Yeah,
still on the team. They had a point guard and a coach that they were all tapped in with. And they were playing a lot better basketball. DeMar DeRozan was playing really good basketball as well during that stretch. You take that point guard away from him, which is kind of what happened in Chicago as well, when people always point back to that. They talk about LaVine and DeRozan. When Lonzo was available and was playing, they played really well. They lose Lonzo, didn't go as well.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think you are making an argument either. Nobody's making an argument that DeRozan is a perfect player or anything like that. But it was real OD about his fit on this team and him being the problem and the ball stopping and all this other stuff. DeMar DeRozan won you a lot more games than he lost you. A lot more.
I agree. What we think doesn't matter, obviously. But what Scott Perry does, and I'm fascinated to know if Scott Perry looked at DeMar DeRozan when he met him and say, I'm not trading you. I'm going to make this team better. You came here to play with De'Aaron and Doma. I can't do anything about that. But I can make this basketball team better for you. And if DeMar says thanks but no thanks, that's a different story. But if DeMar is down to... Now, the other thing could have been, look, man, I was listening to James Hammond, he's right, square peg, round hole, just keep it moving. And DeMar might be like, hey, salute, I'd like to be involved in the process if you don't mind. Yeah. And I think given the all of the circumstances, DeMar is owed at least that.
Why don't you – oh, man, come on, man. Once again, I'm talking sports.
Look, I'll just get it over with. God, there's no point in even waiting. No, this one, I'm going to do it just in case. Go ahead.
No, this one is kind of crazy, though. Why don't you quit trying to put stuff in the round hole? No, that one's crazy. It's crazy, but square peg into a round hole. Like, why don't you stop doing that? Why don't you put the
That's the only way you could come up with getting your point across was saying that.
Why don't you put the square peg in the square hole? Why don't you get players around DeMar that maybe compliment him a little bit better?
Maybe you get the right puzzle pieces, Kenny. How about that?
You could have said 50 things, and you chose that one.
Hey, look, man, I'm talking sports. I had to say what I had to say. I wasn't worried about the flag. It was about to be a touchdown. I had to stop it.
You dropped the football before the goal line.
Went with the horse collar.
You Deshaun Jackson, oh,
man.
I'll take this 15-yarder to save the game, man.
Apparently you will. Goodness gracious.
But yeah, how about that? They always look at it as you shouldn't be trying to fit DeMar DeRozan into whatever.
Yeah, don't put DeMar DeRozan in anything the way this show's going. Leave DeMar DeRozan alone.
No, he's trying to fit him into whatever you think the Kings' style of play or identity should be. How about morphing a little bit to what would help DeMar DeRozan a little bit and building, not building your team around him, but if you looking at the situation like you asked the question, man, is DeMar the problem or the way that we're constructing this team or the way it was constructed before Scott and him got there, is that more of the problem?
Mm.
And I think it's a real question to have.
Let's see what TC talking about. Hopefully he didn't get got by any of those fake Matt George tweets that are going around the internet right now. TC, you've been ready all morning. What's up, man?
Hey, look, hey, that's wild, man. They're doing my boy Matt like that. But, you know, hey, it's a crazy day. It's a funny day today, man. Everybody excited and happy. So we're going to keep it short and sweet. So let's go back to DeMar real quick, right? So the reason why people like me, right, I'm only speaking for me. DeMar didn't fit, bro, because the offense it didn't fit with him. If we move forward with Doug talking about threes, defense and all that, if bro gonna stay, bro can come off the bench. I'm cool with that. DeMar, if you cool, like I'm past Hall of Famer, the respect level, I get it. You gotta have a respect for another man and all that, right? But bro, you gonna have to come off the bench and we gonna start Keon. If you gonna stay here, we can put the pieces around you and we can do all of that. But if we trying to put up 53, 43, whatever it is Doug's talking about, and play defense, bro, then bro, we might need you to off the bench and we might need Keon coming in. As far as the draft pick, bro, if we're able to get that first round pick today, number 20, 19, or whatever it is, I'm telling you, go after that kid. No, Kenny, no. Go after that kid from France, bro, if you're there. Nolan. And I'm cool with signing Dennis Schroeder, bro. As a big homie over our young point guard, I'm fine with that, bro. I don't have a problem with Schroeder, dog.
Who's the young point guard?
Nolan, that kid from France, bro, 19-year-old stud. I can't pronounce his last name.
Oh, so you got them moving into the draft and signing Dennis Schroeder and telling DeMar to go to hell.
Which isn't the craziest thing in the world. Like Dennis
I guess not. He said 1920. That was one of those is Miami. I don't remember
Miami's
who the other
20.
One. What was 19? Brooklyn. That's one of Brooklyn's picks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I see you, TC. TC been working. He been waiting for this day, man. He been working.
All right, scavenger hunt. Who got that out there? Who's got go to the 19 or 20? Get the point guard. First one in the chatty house with it.
I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna have to see because TC. Shout out TC.
There's a belief
man.
TC stole that from somebody.
He been texting your boy. He's been telling me about old boy from France since like last night.
Oh, so. Yeah, since last night.
Yeah.
Oh, so he found it last night.
Well, I don't know. That's what makes it tough. It wasn't just this morning. Okay. He didn't just wake up and start thinking about this.
TC's ready for the day.
Or start stealing this.
Well.
My boy TC be cooking though, man. Shout out TC.
Hey, we'll come back, man. There's a lot more to talk about. There have been signings over the last 24 hours. Fred VanVleet this morning, Kyrie Irving in a move we predicted here on this show right after that injury. We'll talk a little bit about that, what those moves mean for Houston, Dallas, and thus your Sacramento Kings. It's draft day here. We got draft day coverage beginning at 4:30. First round of the NBA draft here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. You are the worst at this. Kenny be mid-story every commercial break, and Jesse be like, don't care.
I think Jesse be doing it on purpose. Maybe setting up.
He might.
Cutting them
literally
off,
the last moment. Like, the guy's talking already. You're done talking.
But I was talking about what Laker fans used to do, and we would all laugh at them. But they would always, like, Photoshop player X in a Lakers jersey and be like, soon, or he's about to get ready for them lights. And I would always have these. I remember I had, like screenshotted a bunch of them at the time, and I had a bunch of them. It was, they had Derrick Rose in the Laker jersey, like MVP layer. Derrick Rose. Kevin Durant was obviously in one.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan was in a Laker jersey. And they're like, soon, getting ready for them lights. That's what they always do. But at the time, they would like end up with Nick Young.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. I wish we'd get back to those days. Lakers just falling flat on their face. Lakers and Warriors. Need you guys to fail miserably.
One of those teams might. I don't know. I don't know what the Lakers are. I don't know what this LeBron-Luka thing is going to look like. We'll talk about the Lakers.
I'll tell you what it looked like. It don't look like championships. It don't look like finals.
No, I don't think it looks like championships. It's not a bad basketball team.
No, it's a playoff team.
I don't know if
it's a playoff team.
I don't know if that's a. I don't know if that's a championship team.
And honestly, to be fair, like if you can get in the playoffs, you got a shot. You got a shot.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on the seeding, depending on the matchups, injury, luck, all this other stuff. So you got a shot. I get it, but I don't think like right now today. I don't think they're on the same level as OKC and even Houston.
So let's talk about Houston for a second, because Dallas is a little more complicated. Let's talk about Houston for a second. We wondered what the situation would be with Fred VanVleet. Fred VanVleet's going nowhere. He's sticking around for this new KD version of the Houston Rockets. I don't know when we talked on Monday how much that factored in, how much Fred VanVleet's presence factored in to your thoughts on Houston being a title contender. But I have to assume him continuing to be a part of this team certainly isn't going to hinder your original feelings on what you think about Houston now that Kevin Durant is there.
No, not at all. I mean, it probably helps that a little bit. I like VanVleet and him as, you know, a second or third option, really just – waiting for kickouts from KD and Sengun and those guys to shoot open threes. I'd feel really good if I was a Houston Rocket fan about that. I like VanVleet.
Okay. The other side is Dallas. Kyrie Irving did exactly what we predicted. Or I don't want to say we predicted it. That's a little extra. But we asked the question, you know, when looking at the fallout of his ACL injury and then really having a discussion after they won the lottery about, yo, what does he do moving forward knowing he's missing a chunk of time next year? And you were already prior to winning the lottery, you were already all in on you had paired Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. That's what you were doing. Mm-hmm. You couldn't give up on it because you were losing a good chunk of next season with Kyrie returning from this ACL injury.
Right.
And I wondered if you were Kyrie, if you pulled Dallas's punt card, like, hey, I'm going to opt out. Like, I want a longer-term deal. He didn't have to do that. He opted out of a deal, I think, and I don't remember. I apologize for not looking up the number. I think it was like $49 million, $48 million, something along those lines, and signed a three-year deal that gave him a total. I think it was about $120. It was $40 million annually over 3 years, so that's about $120. And he's got 3 years. They've got 3 years. Really two and a half, really two, to make this thing with Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg work.
I like the deal for Kyrie. Makes sense for the Mavs. I always look at Kyrie's time with the Mavs, and it almost feels like, you know, he's finally found a home since the first time since Cleveland. They embrace him as a city, as a fan base, and as an organization. And the money had to work. Like, you weren't just going to play for free. But I think them reaching out and trying to make that happen with Kyrie, that's the move for them as well, man. And, you know, unfortunately, because, you know, I hate the Mavericks, unfortunately, that, you know, might be the place where he ends his career. And I'm happy for him for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Kyrie. I don't know how much I love Kyrie and Anthony Davis. I don't know. What do you think of what's Dallas to the Western Conference next year? Because this all boils down to Sacramento. Like, that's ultimately what we're talking about. We're discussing Houston. We're discussing Dallas. We're discussing San Antonio. We're discussing all these different teams because we're trying to figure out where Sacramento fits.
Right. I got Dallas bottom five.
Bottom five.
Bottom five out of the play-in.
Cooper too young. AD not going to hold up. And Kyrie not around.
AD, even if he held up, I don't think that's enough.
You don't think Cooper Flagg's hitting the ground running?
I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be – he's going to get a team in the play-in. Or, hell, I mean, obviously AD would be there too. But, yeah, I don't think he's going to have that type of impact right away. Especially in the West. Like, if we were in the East, sure. But in the Western Conference, where you got to be 40, 42 games – you know, plus to be playing or a top 16, I don't see Dallas being able to do that.
Next year. Sorry, the next year, the year after that. Kyrie back, like back. Yeah. He's had time to, like not just returning, but he has time to come back. You got second year of Cooper Flagg. The true problem with that is it's another year on Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. And we're here today in June talking about Anthony Davis going, I don't know. I don't know. The conversation is not going to change a year from now where it's like, hey, man, Cooper Flagg is going to be a problem next year. Hey, Kyrie's back. Anthony Davis? I don't know. You know, barring him, hopefully not, but barring him suffering any sort of catastrophic injury, every season with Anthony Davis moving forward, even if Anthony Davis plays 75 games next year, we're still going to go into the next year's like, is he going to do that again?
Yeah, that's him for his career.
We're going to be skeptical of his availability. You're right. Yeah, until his career is over. Mm-hmm. And he's plus 30 now.
Right.
So, right. Yeah.
I don't wish, you know, that he does. I hope, you know, in the second half or second part of his career, that, you know, it's like a Grant Hill situation. He finds a way to be more healthy than he was at the beginning. But I can never bank on that. You know what I'm saying? I can never say, oh, they got AD. I know he's going to play 75 games. I at the very least, I can't feel comfortable saying that. You know, it's always going to be in the back of my mind like, you never know, man. You got to always plan for when and if AD goes down for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So – and even, like, you talk about the second year, you were saying what it looks like then. AD component, like we just broke down. Then Cooper will be better.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see what Kyrie looks like. I mean, it's a major injury this late in his career. Does it take him half the year to start to feel comfortable, to trust his body, to be the same productive guy? Does he lose a step because of that injury and the age? I want to see. We have the same discussion a year from now I would still probably, you know, we don't know what happened last year, but I would still probably put them as a bottom five team with an opportunity, depending on what Kyrie looks like, to move up.
Let me ask. Okay.
And real quick, here's my thought process with this. While AD is a great basketball player, Kyrie is a great basketball player. I'm not like they're different than what this guy had to deal with. But Wimby couldn't even get in the playoffs in the first 2 years. He couldn't even get in the play-in his first 2 years. Granted, like I said, AD and Kyrie are better players than what San Antonio has. But we were talking about Wimby. You know, people were long shot all NBA selection. Like, that's how good he's been in his first 2 years. So I don't expect, while I think Cooper is a hell of a ball player, I don't expect him to be that good in those first 2 years. And even if he was, the Spurs couldn't even make the playoffs with a rookie being that good. So that's kind of my thought process.
Given everything you just laid out, particularly about next year, and we know the situation Kyrie is in now, you probably have to have a conversation with Kyrie about this question I'm going to pose. You probably know where this is going. Do you, at the very least, entertain the idea of trading Anthony Davis this offseason?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. See what you can get for him.
Like,
you do it quietly.
We can't start acting like that's the norm.
Doing it quietly?
Yeah, for example, Kevin Durant's going to be the blueprint for one, while Luka Doncic is going to be the blueprint for the other. So the Luka Doncic AD trade had it. Oh my God, no one knows. Okay, fine. What actual number of people is no one? We may never know. They tried to trade Kevin Durant quietly, and Kevin Durant found out. So eventually, like, it's probably more likely the KD situation happens than the Luka Doncic situation happens.
True.
Once the conversations start, though, I don't know how you walk them back. You know, basketball players are sensitive. And the idea of, you entertain. We don't have to look very far for an example. Oh, you entertain the idea of trading me. Then trade me. Oh, you called about my. Oh, then do it. Go ahead. Do it. It's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's tough to do that. Like, I don't think you can entertain trade off. I don't think you can call around and see. You have to have an idea. You have to have a discussion. Like, if we trade Anthony Davis, do you think we could get ... And if there's someone over there that you trust and you know you could put your trust in them, and hey, me and you, 100% off the record, do you have interest in Anthony Davis? But you have to have a vision of what that looks like immediately if you do that. But I hadn't really thought about the idea of trading Anthony Davis because I feel like you're married to it. Like, I feel like you're married to the Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving pairing. And I don't know if Cooper Flagg changes that, but if you still think this is potentially, and Wemby's a great example, we got really up on the Spurs. That wasn't a good basketball team, Wemby's first year. Now, they didn't have Anthony Davis there either, but like, I think if this team, if you're in a let's go, this is the first year, we got to go win, you're putting entirely too much pressure on Kyrie Irving when he returns from an injury. If you can play this a certain way, man, it might be in your best interest to move Anthony Davis this offseason, allow Cooper Flagg to do his thing, allow Kyrie Irving to develop, and then all of a sudden, Cooper's second year, Kyrie's first full year of recovery with a training camp and all of that stuff, and whatever you're able to land for Anthony Davis, all of a sudden, you could make the argument Nico Harrison's window that he was talking about last year when he traded Luka Doncic reopens after they trade Anthony Davis. Like, I shouldn't say it reopens, it's not closed. It extends past that 2 or 3 year window that he referenced after the Luka trade.
No, I'm with you on that, and I agree with everything else you said. It's interesting how you, if you don't know the value or the thought process between behind, you know, everybody's feelings on Anthony Davis. Is there a way that you can finagle that conversation? So, like, you call Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, we're just curious. What would you give up for the number one pick? They're like, oh, we'd give you this and that and this and that. And then, no, whoa, whoa, hold on. Relax. It's not like we're asking you to trade for Anthony Davis. Like, because that would be like, what would that even look like? You know?
You know? Huh? What would that look like?
See if you can finagle that conversation. We're talking about the first pick, not Anthony Davis. That's like, what's that look like?
What are you going to do? You going to move off? No, you tell me. Okay, what's that look like?
You tell me. I don't want to project. You tell me, because I think it's crazy, but you tell me what that would look like.
That's hilarious. Then all of a sudden everybody stops laughing and says, oh, huh.
That's it? I mean, dang, that's crazy. I ain't even thinking about that's crazy.
Not what you do. You really want to play. Yeah. No, you wild boy. You wild boy. I'm going to holler at you. Hang up and go, hey, we might have him. And then you call him back like a day later, like, hey, man. Remember that conversation we had the other day?
You got to finagle that combo.
We was talking a little bit.
You got to finagle it a little
bit.
What
do y'all think?
That's how you get that information without trying to get that information.
That's but hilarious.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you though. Like you can't. Especially, and I like this guy. But I know the reputation, especially dealing with Rich Paul. You don't want nothing getting out there unless you're sure this is the move you want to do. So, yeah, I get what you're saying on that.
Yeah, I don't know what answer I expected because I couldn't figure out what I thought Dallas would be. Mm-hmm. The thing I kept leaning on was Wemby was phenomenal his rookie year. And everyone knew the Spurs would be good in time. The Spurs weren't good his rookie year. Now, this is a different basketball team, of course. This is a team with a little bit more talent than that San Antonio. They're in a different development stage than San Antonio was Wemby's rookie year 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it was also like I'm probably asking too much of Cooper Flagg. And I'm really relying on Anthony Davis to be essentially Pelicans Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to be great. Like, you're going to have to lead this basketball team. That's all we can do. And Pelicans Anthony Davis was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And Pelicans Anthony Davis, as Anthony Davis, was really good. Pelicans, not so much.
Right.
Had their moments, but ultimately it was a get-me-out-of-there type situation. And I feel like the only way out of it is to trade him.
Mm.
You've committed to I don't. It's the hey, the game's changed. We talked about San Antonio. How aggressive?
There's people talking about that now too. Your boy, what's his name? Kevin O'Connell.
What's he talking about?
He brought it up today. So he was like, "Yeah, don't be surprised if." He named all three of them. He said, don't be surprised if the Spurs look to move Fox, Castle, or Dylan Harper. And he's like, if the Spurs knew they were getting the number two pick in Dylan Harper, they would not have pursued De'Aaron Fox.
See, and that's what I'm stuck on is the idea going back to Dallas. I'd love to revisit that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Dallas, that it's the same. Yeah, things have changed now for San Antonio.
Number one pick.
Yeah, things have changed for Dallas. Mm-hmm. When we traded Luka Doncic, we were married to this Kyrie Anthony Davis pairing. Mm-hmm. And we were going to do everything this offseason to make this work. We lose Kyrie in a game to Sacramento. All right. That sure messes a lot of things up. And under no suspicious circumstances at all, they win the lottery. And it's like,
Go ahead, finish that.
Yo, we're getting a generational player. Huh. Our circumstances are different. Maybe more importantly, this is where the Anthony Davis thing really, really comes into play. Our timeline is different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to explore trades of stars of his caliber without actually making the trade. But man, I don't know if I'm Nico Harrison, I gotta at least think about it.
I'm with you, man. I see the vision. I see the vision for sure. And it's risky. Once again, like you talked about, you've got to know what you might be trading for very discreetly, you know, and know what it is before you really even engage in those conversations. But yeah, things have changed, and yeah, we're gonna have to make a different move now that we didn't expect or weren't looking to make 3 months ago or whatever. Yep, things change. Things change. Yeah. The reason why I chuckled a little bit, and I don't even know, it's draft day. I don't know if we'll get to this, but you found the story a couple weeks ago, starting to get more light now. You know they got a Pablo Torre finds out on that, and yeah. I was watching that today.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where when they talk about there's no way things can be fixed, mm-hmm. like leagues and stuff. I don't put anything past man.
Yeah, it's a Kyle sent me the pod. I think it was yesterday morning, and I'm kind of working my way through it. There's a lot. There's a lot to talk. I don't know that we could get to it today or tomorrow because of the circumstances of the draft. Maybe Friday. Next week is going to be tough with free agency, but it's called Pablo Finds Out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go peep that podcast. There is
with Florio.
Yeah.
Florio turning into a martyr out here. Floro's always like a little spicy.
Did you finish it?
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much in there. I can't even remember.
There's a part. There was a part where they're talking about an organization called the NFLMC that stopped me in what I was doing and caused me to sit down, because I'm not watching, I'm listening,
mm-hmm.
caused me to stop, sit down, and listen very intently mm-hmm. to what they were saying. My brothers, if you don't believe that there is a select group of individuals that has all of the influence over the NFL, you are so, so sorely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mistaken. The text exchanges that they had, and the reason, this was the worst part, the reason the NFLPA didn't want this arbitration ruling public was the worst part of the whole podcast. Because if any of these players are paying attention, mm-hmm. I'm telling every one of them, your ass is out.
Mm-hmm.
And I will get the signatures and the support of every player I have to. Your whole ass is gone. And your little buddy who hired you for that position, y'all are out. We got Damaris Smith out of here. We'll get your ass out of here.
Bro, they're in their back pockets.
Bruh.
It's as clear as day.
They're telling this story, and Pablo is a phenomenal storyteller. He is telling this story that has me hanging on every word. Mm-hmm. And when the reveal came about the creative director or whatever the position was, advisor.
And how it was created. How it was made. Like
this
is a work.
Some of y'all will hate this. Professional sports is so much closer to professional wrestling than most of us are willing to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying the games are predetermined, nothing like that, but there are things in professional sports, particularly the National Football League that are at work.
Bro, and you know what's crazy about this situation? Like I said, well, I'll bury Horowitz, this situation for the both of us. The week the Lamar Jackson stuff came out, we said this is collusion.
Yeah, right.
This
right,
sounds like collusion.
Right. And that's why the one who blew it was Arthur Blank.
No, look, I was listening to that. They're like, they might get Arthur Blank out of the paint.
Bro.
Because Arthur's the only good-hearted one.
Well, but why though? Arthur, why do I feel that way? Arthur Blank, hey, the Ravens gave Lamar Jackson permission to seek a trade. The governor, the owner was Desmond
right,
Ritter.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Desmond goddamn Ritter, as his quarterback says. No. Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Also, when do owners comment on acquiring a quarterback?
That was crazy.
That, to me, that was the one where it's like, oh, this is not real.
That was so
this
crazy.
This is in real not
time,
real.
We were like, this is insane. This is fishy. It's not even fishy. We see what's going on. We literally see what's going on. But yeah, we talked about it a little bit right now, but there was a lot in there.
Yeah, homework. I have to run it a second time. I absolutely have to run it a second time. Two, homework for the Chatty House. Listen to, of course, not right now. Listen to Pablo Finds Out, that NFL corruption episode. It is.
Listen to it after the Kings don't draft in the first round tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Which, of course, you can hear the Kings not draft beginning at 4:30 on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Hey, we haven't said it on this show, but we talked about it a lot on KSFM yesterday. Just want to point it out. 102.5 is bringing you Ty Dolla $ign, Wale, and Jacquees Friday, November 14th. That is our show.
Yeah, man.
We will be on stage for that one, introducing these acts. Cannot wait. Over at the venue, get your tickets on Friday.
102.5 presents.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in a long time. Is it the first time since that poster that's by Complex's office?
No. Flo Rida and T-Pain was 102.5.
Oh, they were. They were. And I'm not thinking of concerts in the park, so I'm not talking about
those. That's different. But Flo Rida and T-Pain was ours.
Even that was a year ago or so. Huh?
Technically, Khalid was ours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That was sold out, too.
It was. Yeah. They brought us out there when there were 10 people there, but it was sold out.
That was sold out. So, yeah, we had a
couple. What's up, everybody?
Yeah, yeah, like a ginger ale.
Yeah, yeah, like, they sent us out there so early we could hear everybody's drink orders. Like, all right. Sort of a letdown when, after considering the way T-Pain and Flo Rida went, and that joint was packed. And
that was popping.
You know, we was out there mid-act, and they sent us out there, like, when the doors opened. Like, hey, everybody, walk to your seat carefully. And
We're going to be out there mid-act for this one. I promise you that. Right before everybody come out, we're going to be out there.
Yeah.
It is 1:49, and I'm getting impatient, and I'm poking at the NBA saying, do something.
Yeah.
Shams said last night to Scott Van Pelt, don't sleep.
I heard
and
that.
And here we go. I could have been asleep this whole damn time.
You know, you could have. You could have gotten a good night's sleep. I hope Mitch got a good night's sleep. But he's here. 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Mitch, what's on your mind, buddy?
What's cracking, guys? Are you kidding me? I got a cat that wakes me up every day, like 3 o'clock. He chirps. He doesn't meow. He chirps.
A cat wakes you up? I always hear like dogs waking you up to walk and stuff. I ain't never heard of a cat.
It's hilarious that the cat chirps, too.
He chirps, and my other cat used to bang on the door. So he's in the door. You know, and it's my daughter's cats, but he's trained, I guess, to go wake me up. But, sometimes I hear my grandson, he's been calling for me, so that wakes me up, too. But
understandable.
I'm an exception to him. That's all right. Are the Celtics having a fire sale? Are the Kings looking into acquiring Jaylen Brown, throwing White for measure? Just to, pissed off Mr. Jesse there. He doesn't like my tweet to see it.
Yeah, Jesse, why are you hating on Mitch's tweets, Jesse?
I let Mitch's Twitter be what? Mitch's Twitter.
Well, yeah, your Twitter is quite the place, Mitch.
Yeah, I know. I still don't know anything about it. I guess you read more than I do. I guess maybe I'm trolling, but I don't know you in a while. But I guess you see me doing like the big brother up there. I don't pay my taxes either, right? Still no.
Jesse, I lost most of that. I'm not sure what he. I think we had a little.
Have a good day, Mitch.
I don't know, a little underwater. Just also, Kyle, hey, Mitch, we can see your replies.
Can't see the likes anymore, though.
He fixed that. Yeah, he fixed that. Shout out, Mitch.
So yeah, just be careful what you reply to, Mitch, because.
Or don't. I mean, hey.
Well, I mean, I guess, hey, look. Hey, Mitch is living the retired life. Hey. Let him do what he wants to.
Shout out, Mitch.
Jess is right. Let him live.
That's my boy Mitch, man. Big ups to him.
Great seeing Jess on Friday night, by the way. I feel like we ain't seen Jess.
Yeah, Jess be everywhere. Yeah. Nah, Jess be everywhere.
Well, I've heard.
Just taking pictures with everybody. Shout out Jess. Yeah.
Shout out Filthy McNasty.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. Jess, just, I thought I was special when I got a picture with Jess. Apparently not.
She thought you were Alan.
Guess so.
It's fine. She thought I was Chris. It's no big deal. It's fine.
Bet you Dave thought he was special when you took the picture with him, too.
Man.
I thought Jess was my girl, but she just not. Just another guy in SAC Media.
SAC Media. That's the number one reason to get off of King's Twitter. SAC Media all says, like... All right, man. Whatever you say.
Oh, man. But yeah, I need the NBA to do something, brother. Come on. Kyrie signed.
Fred VanVleet signed.
That's not good enough. No, that's not good enough.
Well, there's a next deal that has to go down
today,
right?
We saw Kristaps Porzingis. Somehow the Celtics have saved $180 million in 2 days and are still over the apron.
That's crazy.
What's your pick? 28?
28. Yeah, 28. Right? I think they got one more.
What?
It might just be 28.
I think 30
32
second.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mitch did bring up a point that I wanted to ask Jesse, what you doing, what you feeling? Like, is it real? What's going on at these little proposals?
I don't think Derek White's getting traded, but
no chance.
You have been saying Jaylen Brown for about a week.
I think if someone gives the right offer for Jaylen, I think
why?
That can happen.
Why?
If it's they've said it, like Brad Stevens said it, like not Brad Stevens, but like the word out of Celtics camp is like, yeah, we're not looking to trade them, but if you offer something that's worth it, we will take that deal.
Okay,
maybe if the Spurs come to you or whatever and offer you something, maybe you do that.
So
I don't think you look to trade those guys, but like if people are calling the Celtics right now about them both.
Yeah, and that's
why today the Raptors were supposedly offering the number 9 for Derek White. I wouldn't do that deal, but
no,
that's
terrible.
Teams are in on those two players.
What are you trying to accomplish then?
Are you probably taking a gap year until Tatum's back and then seeing where you're at when he gets
back?
That's
not a gap year. If you're getting rid of Derek White or Jaylen Brown, that's not a gap year. You've changed the construction
of your team.
It depends on what you
get back. It does depend on what you get back. Like if you get Lauri Markkanen,
you're not getting a player back as good as Jaylen Brown.
But if you get the 5 and Lauri Markkanen, he's not better than Jaylen Brown, but that's pretty good.
Well, then what are they doing?
Who?
Utah.
Oh, I don't know. I said earlier I'd retire if you traded me to Utah.
No. Ace Bailey, Boston Celtic?
Oh, man.
Hey.
That'd be crazy.
Danny Ainge.
That would be crazy.
Oh, the I'd stories if Danny Ainge does
Danny
something
Ainge,
that
let's
looks
talk.
Good for the Boston Celtic. Oh, well, it wouldn't be as big of a deal because his boy's gone. He's with him now.
Oh, yeah.
Like if it wasn't a nepotism thing either.
No.
But
he
if,
got it on his own merit.
If Lil Ainge was still in Boston and Danny had done a deal with them.
Well, no, Brad Stevens, hey, I kept your little sorry-ass son around.
Well, hey, that's a good point.
All right?
That's
I
a good point.
I kept his bum ass around. Now I need you to work with me here. Shout out Austin Ainge. I don't know if you're a bum or not.
Damn, who has Scott Perry helped out in this league? We need some
that's
connections
a good
like
call.
That.
Yeah.
We need some connections.
Well, everyone said him and Joe are homies.
Yeah, yeah. 7.
I said everyone. You. That's what I meant.
Yeah, well. 7. Sabonis.
I don't imagine the people in New York are fond of him. I don't imagine he's fond of the people in New York. But there's,
I don't know. I don't Let me ask something. I think that was a little amicable.
Nope. Keep going. You got it.
Amicable.
Anybody else want to give this word a shot?
Amicable.
You're adding a letter.
Is it two? Am I adding two M's? Because it's not spelled with two M's. I know it's A-M-P.
Is it amicable? No, it sounds way wrong.
No, amicable is that's the word, isn't it?
Is that what I'm saying? Hey, did I get it right?
Charlie
came in, so I just caught on to what you guys are talking about right now.
The word is amicable, no?
Yeah, amicable, right?
I think you added a P somewhere.
Well, I wasn't trying
They're saying
to.
Casey said...
I wasn't trying to.
Casey said amicable.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, there's no P.
Marcus sounded it out. Yeah, amicable.
Yeah.
That's a point for me.
Yeah.
Wait, for you?
Yeah, I got it right.
Hey, bro, what?
All right. Well, fine.
What do you mean, fine? Wait, what the hell?
What's the score?
Hey, what the hell is this?
Count it.
What's the score here?
Count it.
What?
KC have 4 victories. Jesse now at 11.
Yo, hey, Kyle, I'm with you. I'm walking out, bro. I'm walking out. I'm with Kyle. Still, we're going to start our own league.
Just for... Oh, we got the U.S.
PWL.
Greatest moment in PWL history when Kyle walked out.
Kyle's scoreboard is still up here, just scribbled out. I still... that you, Jesse's right. That still is the greatest moment in pocket watching league history.
Oh,
Kyle bro. Just getting up and leaving.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.